Welcome to the Veggie Boy Project. This is a dramatization of a young man's desire for better health and how it led him to a journey into faith. Today, Liam makes a fateful decision.
Dad's surgery is successful, thank God. The doctor says he needs to take some medication and get a lot of rest. There's one thing that the doctor said that really struck me though. The doctor says Dad needs to cut back on red meat. Dad's cholesterol results were unacceptably high and contributed to his heart attack. But trust me, I love meat. Pork chops, prime rib, hot dogs, pepperoni and sausage pizza, steak, hamburgers. If it bleeds red, I will eat it. But you know what? Every time I eat meat now, I think of what happened to Dad. I think of that day. I think of how helpless I felt. I think of how I almost lost Dad. Suddenly, pork chops just don't taste as good to me anymore. I've been thinking about it for a while now. I know that the risk for heart disease is strongly linked to family history, and now I have that family history. I don't want Dad to die. I don't want Mom or Kaden to die. I don't want to die. I don't want to eat meat ever again. I want to minimize my chances of having a heart attack or a stroke, and I don't want to feel that fear of ever again. So right now, I'm going through our fridge and throwing away all the meat. So long, Farmer John. All the else, Oscar Mayer. Bye-bye, Paul Park. It's been keen, Jimmy Dean.
Bro, what are you doing, man?
I'm throwing away all the meat in the fridge, Kaden.
Yeah, I can see that. Liam, why?
The doctor told Dad to cut back on meat.
I know that, but bro, the rest of us need to eat too. I think you are overreacting here. You're throwing away good food.
Overreacting? Overreacting? Dad almost died, Kaden. It's all because it's poisonous junk.
Bro, you need to calm down right now. All right. Dad was always working, and he wasn't exercising much.
Did you want Dad to get another heart attack and die? Do you even care? Don't you know we are at risk of heart disease also? What's wrong with you? Do you really love In-N-Out more than Dad?
Bro, I can't believe the words that are coming out of your mouth. You really don't think I care about Dad? Of course I love Dad. I don't want him to die either. I was there for you. You froze up when Dad got the heart attack. So I called for help, remember? I was scared. You were scared. We both thought Dad wasn't gonna make it that day. I got you into the ambulance. I called Mom. I even got you a blanket and snacks while we were waiting to find out what was going on. Don't you dare accuse me for not caring about our family.
Kaden, I'm sorry. I just still freaked out by all of this.
Yeah, I know.
Thanks, man.
You gotta think this through. So what happens next after you throw away all this meat? Are you gonna go vegetarian?
Yes.
Do you even know how to cook vegetarian food?
No.
Do you know how to cook at all? Operating a microwave does not count.
No.
Look, bro, I totally get where you're coming from. I really do. But if you really want me to give up In-N-Out for good, you gotta prove to me that vegetarian alternatives are delicious. I gotta be honest with you. Every time we have a special potluck at church, all the vegetarian dishes are pretty gross. Besides, the only vegetarians I see are either super skinny girls or chunky guys with big guts from eating too many carbs. Show me that you can be a vegetarian and stay fit, then I'll give up meat with you.
Really?
Real talk, bro.
Thanks, Kaden.
Anytime, yo.
Even though my brother talks like a wannabe rapper at times, he's completely right. If I'm going to give up meat and expect my family to do the same, I need to learn how to cook vegetarian food. Just one problem, though. How am I going to learn how to do this?
This episode was written by Jennifer and David Quatch. The voice of Liam was Justin Vung. The voice of Kaden was Samuel Nguyen. Original theme music and narration by Philip Pitcher. This episode has been brought to you by The Shirt Dudes. They're dudes who make shirts for you to buy and wear. Check out what they got at www.theshirtdudes.com. This episode has been brought to you by Advent Tasty, sharing God's health message through simple and fun vegetarian recipes.